Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2.
Gina, kan jy net my check? Ek soek jou mikrofoon ook aan.
Testing 1, 2. Well, good evening, everybody. We got somebody that's going to be sharing her testimony. I can see that she wants to run away, but just suppress that urge. And Yolanda, can I please ask you to come and share with me? Yeah. You're going to be fine. You're going to be brilliant. Come on, give her a big hand, please. There we go. Amen. Good evening, Yolanda. It's nice to have you with us. This is going to be your microphone. And you can stand this side, and I'm going to stand that side. All right. I would like to introduce all of you to Yolanda. Some of you that were here last week, I'm sure that you saw her here. Who was here last week? Who was here and saw when we prayed for her? There we go. Praise God. Well, let's just give her a nice welcome, please. Thank you. Okay, Yolanda, you came here last week. You came here with some friends of yours, if I'm not mistaken. What was it that motivated you to come specifically here to spend some time with us?
I wanted to be healed.
All right, so you had a physical ailment or a problem. Just give me a second. I'm going to push that up a bit. Just speak again. Say hello.
Hello. Hello.
There we go. All right. So, Yolanda, yes. You came to us because you needed healing.
Yes.
Maybe what we can do to put them in the picture, please explain to them what you were experiencing, what your symptoms were, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
That's all right. You're going to be all right.
In 2011, I had a bus accident with Metrobus. The driver was multi on the phone with one hand double decker. Car came in front. I was thrown and I hit my kidneys on the stairs. And my knee was out that much. And on top of it, I'm a diabetic. When I say a diabetic, my sugar levels is 18, 19, 20, 24. So I came here, I wanted to be healed.
Okay, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
You say that you came here, you want to be healed. Who told you about these meetings and what happens at these meetings?
My friend Rosa.
Your friend Rosa. Would that be the same Rosa whose back God healed?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see why it's good to share your testimony? Because you never know who's out there that needs to hear it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let's get this straight. You had problems with your kidneys.
Yes.
You had problems with your leg, your knee,
yeah,
in your one leg, and you were suffering from sugar diabetes.
Diabetes, yes.
All right. Now, I would like to say, for those of you that were here last week, when I actually called you and I said that I want to pray for you, you didn't really want to come. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
All right, now I want to talk about that. What was it that gave you... You told me that you were afraid.
Yes.
What was it that gave you the fear?
Sure, the things that I saw here.
The things that you saw here.
Sure.
All right.
It's the first time I've seen stuff like that.
It's the first time.
Sure.
Let's talk about that. How many of you know that the kingdom of God is real?
Amen.
And how many of you know that the kingdom of God is a supernatural place?
Amen.
Now, you know what? How long have you been a Christian? How many years?
None.
How many?
None.
No. How long have you been going to church? Let me ask you that question. How many years?
When I was in school.
Since you were at school. So that's a long time.
Yeah.
And you never saw any of these things?
No.
Have you read the Bible?
Yes.
Did you see these things in the Bible?
I read about it, yes.
Oh, don't you think that that's strange? I mean, it's in the Bible, but we go to church and we don't see it.
Well, they don't show it in the Christian church, isn't it?
No, not where you've been, hey. No. All right, now here's the thing. Rosa, Yolanda,
yes,
was panicking because of what she saw. Now let's ask the question, what did you see? Ooh.
Yo. Tell you, my eyes were like this.
You saw...
Yeah.
You saw people...
I was sitting over there.
Yeah.
And this lady, she passed out over my feet and I screamed. I said, ah! Right over my feet, she passed out. So I got up and I heard Michelle carry... So I wanted to see, so I stood here.
Yeah.
Because I'd never seen anything like this. And I said, I know her, you know, I met her and I was speaking to her.
And you also know that she couldn't be faking it.
No.
All right, okay, good.
Sure.
All right.
I don't think you can fake something like that, eh?
No, I don't think so either.
No.
Yes. Okay, you saw people being delivered.
Yes.
You saw demons coming out of people.
Yes.
And you saw people come under the power of the Holy Spirit, and strange things were happening to them.
Yes.
And in your experience, this was like really weird stuff, because you'd never seen anything like that. Am I correct?
No.
All right. And so when I wanted to pray for you, you were like, oh, no, don't come near me.
Yeah, I said, I'm afraid.
But then I said to you, you know what? Even though this is strange to you, this is not unbiblical. And you can see that the power of God was moving in this place.
Yes.
And let's be very honest. If God is supernatural, then the way that he manifests his presence is also going to be supernatural. And for those of you that don't really know what that means, it means that it can't always be explained. Can you explain all the miracles that Jesus did? No, you can't. They're still trying to explain it today. And that's why a lot of people will not believe, because, oh, it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't have to make sense to you. Spiritual things, the Bible says, must be spiritually discerned. That's just the way it is. So, in any case, eventually, I got you to the place that you allowed me to pray for you.
Yes.
And we were trying our best to be very gentle with you, because I could see you were eyeballing the exit all the time and you could start running at any moment. And I said to you, probably you need to be operated, and God can do that for you right here, right now, if you allow him.
Yes.
And you said, that's fine. God can, he can work with you.
Yes.
And then I prayed for you. What happened?
It was like fire going through my whole system.
So you were hot.
Very hot.
And on fire.
Yes.
Amen.
And also I came with my injection. I was going to inject.
Your insulin.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I haven't injected since Sunday.
Yeah. Amen. Wow. When was the last time that you could go a whole week without injecting yourself with insulin?
Can't.
You can't even remember?
Because I have to inject twice a day.
Wow. Wow.
And I haven't injected. I haven't taken a tablet. Nothing.
Amen.
I would get out.
I think you must give God another big hand, please. Come on.
You know, I would get out of bed and I would scream from pain because now I'm jumping.
Okay, you know what? Before we started the meetings, you shared with me that you were speaking to your daughter. Tell them what you said to your daughter.
I told my daughter, she's blown away. She's a bit afraid that I could go into a coma still. I said, no.
And you've been checking your levels? What are your levels now?
I don't know, because I'm only going on the 8th.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have that machine. I'm going to still get one.
Okay. But you don't feel any side effects?
No,
you feel
I'm eating good. Sweets. I'm going to say something. On Sunday, I had 11 of those chalk nuts.
Oh.
Now, if that had been under other circumstances, I would have gone into a coma because it's too much sugar in my system. So I went home. I fell asleep praying, woke up the next morning, back was fine, was standing, jiving, making supper.
So. Amen. And the knee, tell us about the knee.
When I hit the stairs, I knocked it this much out. Then they wanted to push it back. I said, hey, epa, leave my knee. My knee is my knee. And now, since I come here, my knee's fine. Huh? Yes, I can walk. I went to Central with my daughter yesterday. Other times I would say, let me sit down. My back is sore. Yo, I was walking in pick and pay like it was. Yo, it's wonderful.
Amen. Okay, now I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
What would have happened if you did not, to a certain extent, face up to your fear and allow God to help you? You would have gone home with the same problems.
Yes.
But because you were willing to face your fear of strange and amazing things happening,
yes,
and yet put your faith in God and allow Him to touch you and work with you, you left here completely healed.
Sure.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Well, you know what, Yolanda? I'm very glad that you found the courage to come and share with these people. And I'm sure everybody is very blessed to hear this woman's testimony. And we know that God healed you because we can see the difference in you. Your leg is fine. Mm. Your kidneys have been healed.
Yeah.
Your blood sugar has been healed. What would you like to say to these people here?
Believe and have faith.
Believe and have faith. Amen. There we go. Thank you. Okay, my friend. Let's talk about a couple of things here that are very important. Yolanda, bless your soul, has actually taught us all something. You know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but apparently when God is involved, you can. In Yolanda's world of Christianity, she had never experienced what God does at these meetings. And you know, there's a lot of people that say that this is not right, this is not good, this cannot be God, God doesn't work this way. Well, let's talk about that. Is Satan a healer?
No.
Does the devil heal anybody?
No.
No, he's called the destroyer. He's called the thief. He's called a liar. Yes, that's what he is. He's called a murderer. He's there to take life, not to give life. The Bible says Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have life more abundantly. What you are experiencing and what you are manifesting to all your friends and all your family is abundant life. And that is something that can only come through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that conquered Satan, conquered sin, conquered sickness, conquered every devil, every demon, and every curse. But let's talk about the way that God gives it. The packaging might not be what you expected. I want to say something to you. When we read the Bible, there's a scripture, I can't remember now exactly where it is, but where it is said that if everything Jesus did was written down, there would not have been enough books to contain it. In other words, what we read is so limited on what He actually did. In fact, I once heard another preacher say, and I can't say that it's true or false, but I do believe that to some extent he must have some validation for what he said. He said that it has been proven that if you put everything together that we read in the Gospels of what Jesus did, it only comprises about 3 days of the 3 years that he was in ministry. And that sort of, to me, is probably right. Because we don't read of that many miracles and that many things that happened. But remember, Jesus walked this earth for 3 years under the power of the Holy Spirit, anointed by the Spirit and the power of God to heal the sick, to cleanse the leper, to raise the dead, to cast out demons, to do signs and wonders and miracles. Now, where I'm trying to go with this is simply that we read these things, and probably because of our experience of church, we think that everything Jesus did was calm and collected. It made a lot of sense. It never ruffled anybody's feathers. It was all very precise and very sanitary. And I want to say something to you. I don't believe it was like that at all. I don't believe that that's the way it happened. And I'm actually going to give you a scripture for this now. Not from what Jesus did, but there is actually only one man in the New Testament that was ever called an evangelist. Who of you can tell me who that person was? Who? No, he's not called an evangelist. Paul was not called an evangelist. The only person in the New Testament that is called an evangelist, his name is Philip. Philip was an evangelist. And let me read to you from the book of Acts chapter 8 from verse 4. Those who had been scattered preaching the word wherever they went, or preached the word wherever they went, Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there. In other words, the Bible tells us that this man went from city to city, and at one point in time he came to a city called Samaria, and he started proclaiming Christ there. In other words, he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs he did, they all paid close attention to what he said. With shrieks, evil spirits came out of many. Oh, Yolanda, what did you see happen here on Sunday night last? You saw demons and evil spirits come screaming out of many people. People say what we do is unbiblical. It's not unbiblical. There you have it. When you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ under the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, this is just the way it is. And if you don't like that, don't preach the gospel. Because this is the package deal. This is how, you want to know what is God's mandate for New Testament evangelism? There is no mandate for going to some place, getting a nice motivational speech, feeling all happy about yourself and going home. Because when the New Testament apostles went out and started evangelizing, they did what Jesus did. Who can help me? What did Jesus do? Here's what Jesus did. Yes, he preached. And I believe he preached well. But Jesus never stopped at preaching. And Jesus did not share nice motivational messages that made everybody feel all high and everything is actually perfect. Jesus preached the word, he preached the truth. The truth cuts right through and touches your heart. And it has to, because it's in your heart that all the problems lie. It's in your heart that the rubbish is, the rejection, the pain, the suffering, the heartache. All these things are there. And when he finished preaching, he started ministering. And he ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit. He set the captives free and he healed the sick. Now listen to this. We start again. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and he proclaimed the Christ there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs that he did, they all paid close attention. How did God get crowds of people to pay attention to the evangelists in the old days? I just read it to you. I'm going to read it again. Listen. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs that he did, they all paid close attention. How did God get crowds to pay attention? Here's the thing. Jesus said to the disciples, go out, preach the gospel, lay hands on the sick and they will recover, cast out demons. And then the Bible says the disciples went out and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word with signs and wonders that followed. These crowds followed Philip, not because of Philip, but because of what happened when he ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit and when he preached the gospel in truth. There were signs, there was wonders, there was miracles. Why? Because God made a promise. He will work with us when we do it right. Amen? And then he goes further. It says, with shrieks, evil spirits came out of many. All right, now those of you that have seen what happens in these meetings when we start praying for people, this is exactly what happens. People start screaming. People start yelling. People fall down on the floor. Some people vomit. Some people shake. When you read what happened when these people went out and ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit, exactly the same things happened when they went out. And the people started coming. Now, unfortunately, we live in an age where today it's extremely difficult to get people to go anywhere. You see, it's Sunday night. Carte Blanche is on. And of course, don't forget the premiere movie is going to show a bit later. It's cold, it's winter, and we'd rather just sit at home, which is a shame. because God is still doing what he did then. God is still healing the sick. Yolanda has been healed by Amen.
Amen.
And all the people said?
Amen.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Sometimes life is full of challenges and we just have to sort them out. Amen? All right, let's get back to what we were busy talking about. I'm going to give Eddie just some time to sort himself out. When you're ready, you tell me, Ed. We call Eddie Steady Eddie. He's always got a cool and a calm head in times of problems. All right. Okay, we were busy talking about Acts chapter 8 from verse 4 to verse 8. Here's the thing. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs he did, they all paid close attention to what he said. What was it that caused people to pay attention to what he said? The fact that God worked with him and confirmed the word with signs and wonders that followed. When two people are talking, the one speak and the power of God comes down and the blind eyes open or the deaf ears hear or the cripple walks or sickness is healed, and the other one is just talking, which one demands more of your attention? It has to be the one where the power of God is made manifest. God gave a promise. Jesus said, if you go out, I will go with you. Amen? Amen? The Lord worked with the disciples and he confirmed his word. He confirmed his word by signs and wonders that followed. And then it says here, with shrieks, evil spirits came out of many, and many paralytics and cripples were healed. What happens when the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached with authority? A couple of things are going to happen. Sick people will get healed. Demons will come out of people. Signs, wonders, and miracles are going to happen. Now, let me ask a question. What is a sign? What is a wonder? I'm not exactly sure. Because nobody tells us exactly what this was. But the fact that it is a sign from heaven means it's something supernatural. The fact that it is a wonder from heaven means it's something supernatural. Now, Yolanda was saying when she was sharing her testimony that she saw some things here that made her eyes this big. Do you know what you saw? You saw what the Bible calls signs and wonders. Things that can't always be explained, but that are necessary for the preaching of the kingdom of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. The church needs signs and wonders. But the church, when they receive sign and wonders, they turn around and they say, oh, but this is not nice. We don't like this. God doesn't work this way. Says who? You know, we don't know everything that Jesus did. The Bible tells us it couldn't be written down. So how many things did he do that probably blew people's minds back then that he's still doing today? And people are like, oh, but this is not right. Says who? Signs and wonders are inexplicable things. But there are things that prove to us that the power of God is in our midst. Jesus could speak one word and things would happen to people instantly. Today when that happens, it's like, oh, but you're hypnotizing them. You're controlling them. You planned this ahead of time. No, it's not true. These are the manifestations of the kingdom of God. And we need more of this. Listen to me. Jesus still wants to do what he did back then. I was sharing with my group. You know, with all due respect, a lot of people like to walk around with this little band that says, what would Jesus do? It's like, what would Jesus do? You know what? Jesus would do something. It might not be what you wanted him to do, but he would do something. Maybe he would cast out a demon. Maybe he would speak to that person's spirit or speak to that person's circumstances or situation or whatever was going on in their life. And maybe there would be some fireworks. But Jesus solved the problem. We want to ask the question, what would Jesus do? And then when he rocks up and he does it, it's like, ooh, I don't want to be here anymore. No, that's wrong. It's time for us to change our attitude concerning spiritual things. You know, it's no good that we grew up in a church where we never saw the power of God, but we believe that that's how God is. Listen to me, my friend. God is not impotent. And the kingdom of God is not impotent. There's a lot of power there. It's time for us to embrace it and allow God to move in our midst. And then I want to just read to you the very last verse, verse 8. Actually, let's read verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7. With shrieks, evil spirits came out of many, and many paralytics and cripples were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Do you know when we are going to start experiencing great joy in our cities? When we begin to allow God to move the way He wants to again. And stop dictating to Him, this is what we can, this is what we can't accept, this is what's fine for us, this is what's not good for us. Listen. We don't get to tell God how to operate. It doesn't work that way. You know, the pot can't tell the potter, listen, yeah, I don't want to be a this pot and I don't want to be a that pot and don't give me a handle, yeah, and don't give me a tout there. You don't get to say nothing. You get to accept what God does. And this is the problem. We've come to a place where we feel that we have the right to dictate to God how He is supposed to operate within our limited understanding of who He is and what the kingdom of God is all about. And then we wonder why nothing happens. We got no supernatural power. There is no manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Do you know why? Because it's driven by man. And there's your problem. It should be driven by the Spirit of God. That's when we're going to see the power of God. What is the mandate? God's mandate for New Testament evangelization. Exactly what Jesus used to do. Preach the gospel. Lay your hands on the sick. Cast out devils, and when you begin to do this and you do it by faith and you do it with authority, you're going to get the same result that Jesus did. The sick are going to get healed. Yolanda, are you healed? Yes, you are. Look at that smile. She's healed, but you know what? She had to come to a place that she confronted her fear. And this is a fear that a lot of people have. It's like, oh, but you know what? This is maybe not right, and that's maybe not right. Yolanda said something interesting. She said that the church where she grew up in, she never saw any of these things. That's sad. Because the Bible tells us to do these things. Or am I the only one that sees this in the Word of God? Didn't Jesus say to the disciples, go out, lay hands on the sick, pray for them, and cast out demons? Then that's what we're supposed to do, isn't it? So am I the only one that finds it very strange that we don't see these things happen anymore? Why must we have some guy come from America or some other weird country to come to our country to pray and everybody is there like, oh, we pack a stadium. But how does that work? Is God only using one person now? No. God can use anybody if we're willing to have faith. And I don't think it's that difficult for us to have faith. Amen? There is another young lady that asked if she can share a testimony. I'm going to ask you to come forward now quickly. Where are you? Please come forward. Okay, you're going to share my microphone with me because unfortunately we already turned the other one off. I want you to stand this side and look towards there for me, please, because we are actually filming you. You don't mind, do you? No, she doesn't. All right, sorry, what is your name again? This is Dominique, and Dominique asked if she could share her testimony. And of course, we welcome people that want to come and share a testimony because we want to give glory to God. Dominique, maybe you could just share with them what happened, what you came for prayer for, and what God did for you.
Last week, I was here in Austria to pray for me for helping my family through tough times. As we have gone through very tough times this last year, we were actually the whole of Sunday and I think a bit of Saturday, we were without power and without food. The Monday morning, my mom phoned me, told me, oh, they went out on Father's Day with workers and stuff like that, and they told them what happened and how good we take care of my husband's little daughter and all of that and all the things we are grateful for getting. So the lady actually paid 800 rand to my mom to give to us, to help us out with power and stuff like that.
So, Dominique, you came and you trusted God for something practical. Is it right for us to trust God for provision? Well, doesn't the Bible say that Jesus is our provider? And she came and she asked for prayer, and she asked for prayer for specifically that. And guess what? The following day, God answered her prayer. And how did that make you feel?
I cried because it happened just after I read the Bible.
Amen. Give the Lord a big hand. Thank you. God bless you. Well, my friend, I'm not going to say much more, because I think Yolanda's testimony and what happened in what we read from the Bible when Philip ministered, that actually just says it all. What God wants from us as a church is to simply do what we are commanded to do in the Scriptures. And I want to say something else. It is actually very difficult to minister this way, because people aren't open to it anymore, and people are not receptive to it anymore. And I don't want to offend you or upset you, because probably you are open to it. But I am an evangelist, and I've preached in many, many, many different churches. In fact, I don't think there's really any church in this country, church denomination in this country, that I haven't preached in. And I know that I know that I know that a lot of people, even though they claim to be open, when the power of God comes down, they want to run. And they question, and they have problems. So when you step out in faith to do these things, you know what? I've been called a Satanist. I've been called a false prophet. I've been called a charlatan. I've been told that I fake these things. I've been told that we do these things before the time. I'll never forget one gentleman at a church told me, you know, when you pray for people and they fall over, I know exactly what you're doing to make that happen. I said, okay, tell me. He says, no, you know what? I see when you put your hand on the people's head, you, there's two veins running here, and you pinch them closed, and the brain doesn't get oxygen, and then they fall, and then you tell people God is in the house. I said, okay, fine. You stand here. I'm not going to touch you. The power of God will come upon you now. He looked at me. He said, you must be mad. I said, no, I'm not. But I think God wants to prove a point to you. I looked at the man. I said, Lord, please touch this man and show him that this is not a trick. Boom! He went down. Can I tell you what? Don't you tell me God doesn't have a sense of humor, because that man was drunk as a skunk the whole night. He could not get up. Yeah, give the Lord a big hand. And every time he tried to get up and he fell, I laughed. And I'm not ashamed of it, because I think God taught him a lesson. I think God taught him a very big lesson. Amen?
Amen.
Well, praise God. God is good and God is a blessing. The gentleman sitting at the back there, you brought your son here. Please come forward for me. Yes, yes. There is a rumor that your name is Tony. Let's call you forward, please. Praise you, Jesus. The lady sitting over there. Yes. The one that used to have the problem with her toe. No, no, wait, wait, ma'am. The one behind you. Yes. Please come here for me. Kadia do sabahande de giate. Tarabasuko bayete. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we glorify you. Blessed be your name, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Kiado kabahande beso. This Manuela, please come forward for me. Kambaye suko bahata. Dereyendere gyanto shabahante de kesa. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Do sabahande de yendere gyasukuro bashabahese. Gae toko se yende. The Lord gave me a word for you. You have a longing inside of you to experience God. In your own unique way, your spirit is crying out to God. And the Lord gave me this word. Your future is going to be very different from what you expected. The Lord is touching your life right now. You might not be aware of it right now, but things in your life are busy changing. As you've come to God and you've trusted God and you've been seeking God, the Bible says, seek me and I will show you. Call unto me and I will show you great and unsearchable things that you knew not. And this process is starting to take place in your life. Your life, your future is bright. But God is going to take you down a path that is not for everybody. God is going to take you down a path where He's going to teach you, He's going to train you, and He's going to equip you. And He's going to use that seek that you have inside of you for knowledge, for understanding, for experiencing the power of God to touch your people. Through you, God is going to touch a lot of people. Right now, your mouth is closed. It's open, but just a bit. But there's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to close your mouth, where things are just going to start coming out of you. And people are going to say to you, what? How did you know this? How you're going to say the right thing at the right time? Because the power of God is going to start working through you and you will be led by the power of the Holy Spirit. You wait and see. You come back and you speak to me 5 years from now. And you are going to see how far you have gone down that road. Tonight I spoke about evangelism. The call for evangelism is upon your life. That doesn't mean that you must sell everything and go on the road. Yeah. God is going to use you wherever you are. You're going to have a word, yeah, a word there, share this, share that, sometimes a testimony, sometimes a verse. But you watch and see, things are going to start coming out of you. Sometimes you're going to feel like you start getting hot and you start feeling cold. And yeah, it's like something wants to come out. When you open your mouth, even you will be surprised at what's going to come out of your mouth. Amen. Please raise your hands. Lord, I thank you for this word that this man just received. I seal it in you in Jesus' mighty name. Praise you, Jesus. What is your name? Macy. Macy, Macy. Jy is deel van my lewe. There we go. All right. Kaedo sabande riendo dodosha kaede kiaso. The Lord gave me a word. Your life has come to a crossroads. It's time for you to make a decision where you want to go with your life. You have learned a lot of things and you've seen a lot of things. But where you go back to, they don't believe. And many times you grow in faith and you want to step out and you want to do things. But the people that you speak to, they question, they bring doubt, they bring confusion, and it brings you down. And many times it brings you to a place where you start feeling depressed. The Lord says it's time for you to make a choice what you want to do with your life. Because if you want to go forward, you can't hang around with people that want to go backwards or want you to go backwards. And there are people in your life right now that don't really want you to go forwards. You can't always see it, but sometimes some of the things that they share with you, they've got different motives. They don't want you to go down this path. You know what God has done for you. You know how God has worked in your life. You have a testimony, but a lot of people don't accept your testimony. It's time for you to put your foot down. If you lose certain friends, if some people don't want to speak to you, it's not the worst thing in the world. The scripture doesn't say, Jesus said, He didn't come to bring peace. But to some extent, because of him, there will be division in families. Daughters will not get along with mothers, and fathers will not get along with sons. It's fine if it happens that way. We have to stand on what we believe. Right now, many times your life is in turmoil because of the people around you and the way that they speak to you. It's time to put your foot down. You know what you know. You know where you have to go. It's time for you to make a decision. And when you make that decision, know that God will honor you and God will bless you. The blessing of God is going to be upon you and upon your family. Do you understand? In Jesus' name. The Lord gave me a word for you. You are a good woman. You are a good and a loyal friend. And you always, in your own way, you've always tried to sort of do the right thing, which doesn't mean that you've always done the right thing. It's just like you don't necessarily get up in the morning and plan to do the wrong thing. There is something inherently good about you. But the people that have surrounded you have not always been that good. Some of the people that have surrounded you were there just to see what they could get from you and to use you and to abuse you. And there has been a lot of injustice that has been done to you. And you've been hurt many times. And because of this hurt that has come into your life, there comes times every now and then when you feel that, but why should I go on? It's like nothing wants to change for me. Things are not getting any better. Your soul has been hurt because you are a good person, and when you interact with people, you interact with kindness and you've got good intentions. But some of the people that you've interacted with have been the complete opposite. They didn't care how much they hurt you. They didn't care how much they evil they did to you. And then you think to yourself, wow, what have I done to deserve this? Well, you didn't necessarily do anything. God is pleased with you as a person. You are a blessing. But some of the people that have come into your life have not come to bless you. In fact, they've come to curse you. God is going to give you wisdom. And I want to say to you that this time of your life is coming to an end. From now on, things are going to be different. God is jealous of those that He calls His own. And because of His jealousy, there are many people right now that God is pushing out of your life. Don't cry when they go. In fact, you should go on your knees and say thank you. Because God is busy clearing the atmosphere around you. Your soul has got hurt. And that's why many times you find it difficult to go on. Sometimes even though that's not the way you are, you feel very negative. Some mornings you don't want to get out of bed. You feel that everything is just too much for me because you got hurt in your soul. But God is going to heal you. And just like the Terminator, you'll be back. And when you come back, you're going to be much better. In Jesus' name. Giadu kaba shete de gieso, pan de besian de geta. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you, and we love you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Kia gugu sahan de hiso, yigando. There is a person here. You battle with your hands and your fingers. I don't know if you've got arthritis, but sometimes your hands have a lot of pain and they go very stiff. Yes, you can come. Listen carefully. You battle with your hands. Is there anybody else? Pain in your hands, stiffness, they don't work well. Come stand with her. I don't want you to be afraid now. When God gives a word, it's because He wants to do something about it. If you don't respond, you're the one that loses out, not me, not God. Alright, I want you to listen carefully. There is a woman here. Your mother-in-law never accepted you, never accepted your marriage to her son, and told you to your face that this marriage will not last. Now, your marriage has lasted until now, but there's been a lot of turmoil and a lot of problems because your mother-in-law cursed you, and God needs to take that off. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm telling you what I'm hearing in my spirit, and I need to pray for them. Is it you? All right. Kai da basuta da yede de gesso. Dande de gende de besu karabassa yete. Praise you, Jesus. Kai ga sentata. Right. You battling with a hand. Show me the hand. Let me see. What do you feel? All right, and you got pain. I want everybody to stretch out their hands towards this girl, please. What's your name again? Britt. Father God, we thank you for Britt. And we thank you, Lord, for her hand, for her arm. We thank you for every muscle. We thank you for every nerve. We thank you for every tendon. Lord, you know the state that her hand is in right now. You are the healer. And I thank you for your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. yo en de Kai su hayateto Kande sungabaso de sukubade. Are you moving your hand? Is your hand moving by itself? Is that normal? Tabazoto toko shehieto kere hindu kunda katatata yeteta kiesu kai basukari yetu tukiendo kere yedede kiesu kurubande de besa. I'm speaking to life. Come through her arm. Come through her fingers. Come down. Touch her. Touch her. In Jesus' holy name. Doi shukubande ka dongon torse yatoka yando hai kasa yesu. Tell me what you're feeling. It's tingling. And it's getting hot. What do you think is happening? The Lord is working. You're right. Is the tingling normal?
No, it's like going stiff.
Your whole arm is going stiff. Okay. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I can see it's getting stiff. Yeah. But you actually have no feeling in your hands. And you have no movement. So where is the stiffness coming from? When was the last time your fingers could straighten that much? So you can see that God is doing something. Life, in Jesus' name, healing, healing, restoration. Karabasotarabahate, yai kusahate. Right, why did you come forward? You feel pain in your hands, in the winter. Okay. I couldn't say. I don't know. Okay. Let's trust God. I'm coming back to you now.
Come stand here for me, please. Come stand there for me, please.
Actually, just stand right there. What's your name? What? Ricky.
Queriendo Shabahande.
Your life has been characterized by a lot of rises but a lot of falls. Many times you start things, you get to a certain point and then it just seems to fall flat. You lose your drive, you lose your ambition. Things stop, things don't go forward. It's time for that to stop. The Lord has something really amazing and wonderful ahead of you. But if this doesn't stop, the same thing is going to happen. This is something that the enemy has brought into your life. This is not the will of God for your life. God needs you to make a commitment and to see things through. There is something in your future, something big, something beautiful. A new opportunity is going to come. A new job. But as long as this is with you, you're not going to go very far. It's time for that to stop. It's time for that to change. You allow God to help you tonight? Do you want that to change? Just pray with me a very simple prayer. Lord Jesus, please help me tonight to change, to be committed,
to be dedicated, to be driven, and to reach for excellence in everything that I do. And Lord, I'm trusting you for the future and for the opportunity that was spoken. I renounce this curse upon my life that brings me down. I refuse to give you any more place. From tonight, I go forward. Release him. Get out of him. Get out of him in Jesus' name. You came for? The hands. All right, I'm coming back to you now. I want you to take my hand. I want you to look at me. There is a spirit of insanity that works in your family. Madness, insanity, schizophrenia. It messes with your sister, but it messes with you too. It might not manifest the same way in both of you, but it works in both of you. Okay. It's time for that to go. Do you understand? This is your night. This, look at me. This is your night. The anointing is here. And the power is here. It's time for you to let it go. It's been with you for too long. Are you going to allow God to help you tonight? Do you have faith? Then you allow God to help you. I want you to say in Jesus' name, I renounce the spirit of insanity, the spirit of madness, schizophrenia. I turn my back on you and I curse you. In Jesus' name, I cut off every root that runs through my bloodline. I claim the victory of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary upon my life. Right now, you coming out of my brain. Every tentacle must leave me now. Tonight. Release this woman. Right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want everybody to stretch out your hands towards this woman, please. I'm speaking to that demon. Madness. Insanity. Schizophrenia. Mind control. Release her. Release her. You take every tentacle out of her brain. You release her. You release her. Do sabai kutakande kere yesukata. Ebando handeso. Hai kosate. Tushandere hindogota. Kae sukubai tosa. Bendungai. Release her. Release her. Release her. Release her. Listen to me. You have to go. You have to. You have to. Baedo sukuba kaedo kandere ito shabaida gyedo hamba sukotese.
Stop. Stop. In Jesus' name. Pick her up. Pick her up. Just don't let her step on my toes because she'll destroy my feet with that. I'm telling you. Take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Release the woman's hands now. Release her. Obey me. Put her hands down. Come. Fire! Put her hands down. I'm not going to talk to you again. Get up.
Get up. Stop it. Look at me. Take a step forward. Come here. He's not going to help you. You're going to do it. Come. Take a step forward. Fire! Come. Ryan. Look at me. Look at me. You're the same demon that works with his sister. Yeah. Whatever word God gave to her, the same word is for you. Right. Here's what's going to happen now. Whether you like it or not. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You all right? You're shaking. That's normal. Praise you, Lord. Tiandose. Right. You all right? Not really. You're panicking now. Why? It's a bit heavy for you. What's your name? Tanya. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Come, let's give the Lord a big hand. Please, come on. What you feel in your fingers? A dog bit you. Amen. Okay. All right. Which illness? You bipolar. Come take a step forward for me. All right. What happened to you there? What happened to you there? You felt dizzy. Do you know why? Because God's already busy working with you.
Amen.
Oops, there you go again. It's okay. Is this your first time here? Your second time? Well, by the grace of God, she came back. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, yeah. I know this is a bit strange. You're in the same territory as what Yolanda was in. This is like probably a bit weird for you. But with all due respect, God is a bit weird, you know? And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. It's just the way He does things doesn't have to make sense to us. Do you want God to heal you? Are you going to allow Him to work? In Jesus' name. I command the power of bipolar broken over this woman. When she gets up off of this floor, you are gone. Don't you touch her again. Don't you touch her again. I speak life and healing over that hand and over every finger of that hand. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Goi sukubai ahunde de ito. Kiriende besukubade. Giriato shakande kehiso. Come out of her brain. Come out of her brain. Instability, come out. Instability, come out. Release her. Release her. I'm speaking to the chemicals in her brain. Right now, in Jesus' name, fall into place. Fall into place. There will be no imbalance. There will be no imbalance. get a yes soul. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Pick her up for me, please. Pick her up. It's okay. Come. Come here. Come here. About your hands. You also came for the mother-in-law. Just say with me, I renounce everything my mother-in-law spoke over me, and I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I bring before you this woman's hands. I bless her hands in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that this thing that is over her hands, release her right now. And I speak and I minister healing and restoration to these hands. And Lord, that curse that her mother-in-law spoke of her, I break it now in Jesus' name. Ma'am, what did you come for? What is wrong with your hand? You got no strength in your hand because of an accident. What's your name? Say again, Daisy. Daisy. Okay, I want you to put your hand on mine. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this woman's hand. I thank you for every bone. I thank you for every muscle. I thank you for every tendon. And I thank you for all the nerves. And Lord, whatever was touched by this accident, I thank you that tonight she received the healing that you promise in your word. You are the healer. And you heal completely. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Strength come back into this hand. Power, 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 power. Come back. I want you to move your fingers for me. What do you feel? Right. Do you have a grip? Okay, tell me, while we prayed, what happened?
I just felt the warmness and the shaking in my hand.
And now? How is it now?
It's much, much better.
Do you have power in your hand?
Yes.
Amen. Now, we're going to activate some faith. Squeeze my hand. Oh my goodness, she's got power. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand. God bless you. God bless you. Praise you, Jesus. Is that your daughter? Is it your daughter? All right, you don't have to come forward, but I'm going to speak something over your life. The Lord says to you, young lady, you are like a bright star that's going to shine one day. And the light that is in you is going to touch many, many people. Right now, you're still young. But as you get older, there is going to be this fire inside of you for God and for the things of God. And you are going to be a blessing to many, many, many people. You're going to have a wonderful life. You're going to have a fulfilled life. Your future is bright. And you are a blessing to God. Amen? Amen. My friend that was here last week, please come here. Tabayedu Karaba, stand here. So first tell me, how have you been feeling this week?
Very good, I've changed a lot.
All right, I want you to speak into the microphone. All right, let me just put it to you this way. I prayed for you last week because here's the thing, your mother, where's your mother? Are you here? Come here, please. While your mother is coming forward, I remember we got to the end of the meeting. It was very late, and there wasn't that many people left. And your mother came, and she asked me to pray for you. Now, Mommy, come and stand here by me and tell the people what you asked me to pray for him for.
For blood circulation. He suffers from blood circulation. His whole body turns purple. It starts with his hands, and then we have to rub and try and warm him up so that he can his blood can start circulating.
All right, so you had circulatory problems, if that's the right way to put it. And I said to you, well, young man, come stand here. I'm going to pray for you. You know what? God can fix anything, so I'm sure he can do this. Maybe he's going to give you an operation because how do I know? I'm just a tool. And we prayed for you, and you went down under the power of the Holy Spirit. And it wasn't very long before, soos wat ons sê in Afrikaans, die pot het begin kook, okay? The pot started boiling. And all sorts of strange things were happening to you. Now, what happened to you? What did you feel?
I couldn't see anything. I couldn't see nothing. I was just crawling all over. It's all on a...
Okay, yeah, you really were crawling all over. You moved all over this entire floor. All right. But then it turned out that there was some demon that had charged up in you, and we needed to fight this thing a little bit, and it was quite a fight to get rid of it. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And what did you feel when this thing was fighting?
It was coming out while God was putting his fire into me.
Oh, did you hear that? God put fire in him, and he could feel the demon start coming out. Amen. Come, somebody give the Lord a big hand, please. Now, when you came forward tonight, you said to me, are you doing very well? You were very different this week, and you've changed a lot. Why don't you tell these people what changed?
Well, my hands changed, my hairstyle.
Yeah, there's a lot less of you.
My personality, I pray every night now before I go to bed. I read Bible, and we pray as a family.
Oh, my word. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Wow. Amen. Okay, I'm not sure about the hairstyle, but the rest I like. No, I'm only joking. If it works for you, it works for you. What can I say? Now, young man, can I share with the people a bit of what happened? Would it offend you, or do you think that they can learn from your experience? Okay, at one point in time, I came to you and I spoke to you and I asked you if you ever cursed God. What did you say?
Yes.
Why did you curse God?
Because he didn't help me and I needed him.
All right, it doesn't matter what the situation was. You felt that God didn't help you. Let's talk about that just very quickly. Does God always help us right now? Or does he help us at the right time? You see, son, I know you're young and you got a lot to learn. But this is, you see, we can all learn from him. He wanted God to do something right there, right then. But sometimes, if God gives you what you ask for now, it will spoil things for you in the future because maybe you're not ready. I'll give you an example. Let's say there's a young woman here, nudge, nudge, wink, 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 and you need a husband, and you're praying for a husband, and you're like, oh God, this is Mr. Right, I want him right now. Maybe God sees something in your life that if God was to give you what you ask for now, that thing in your life will push this man out of your life, and he will never come back. So maybe God first needs to deal with you in that area so that when Mr. Right comes into your life, this romance will work. I don't know if that helps you, but that's how God works. God's time is always the right time. You know, Lazarus was dead for 4 days, but the right time was 4 days after death. Jesus came at the right time. But now here's how the devil works. When we've asked for something and we didn't get what we asked for, this thing starts chiri-chiring in our ears and he tells us, oh, you see, God's not there for you. You know, he'll do it for this one and he'll do it for that one, but for some reason he doesn't want to do these things for you and he wants us to be angry and he wants us to become rebellious, which is sort of what you did. You started rebelling against God. What happened to Satan when he rebelled against God? Well, number one, he got a big hiding and he got kicked out of heaven. Number two, he lost a lot of rights and a lot of privileges. Number three, it made him dark. It made him evil. And through that, this thing, whatever it was probably the spirit of the Antichrist or rebellion or something that came into you and it started controlling you. And he said that his whole personality changed. Did you hear that? Why do you think his personality changed?
Why do you think your personality changed?
Because God came in my life.
Two reasons. Number one, the Jojo left you. So his influence over you was broken. Number two, God came into your life. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand, please. Well, young man, take my hand. This is the word that God laid on my heart for you. Even though you went to the wrong place, even though you took a turn in the dark side, God never took his hand off of you. This thing tried to kill you many times, but he never succeeded. Because God has something wonderful waiting for you in your future. You have inside of you a treasure. And the enemy doesn't like what he sees when he looks at you. There is a light inside of you. And God wants that light to shine and to grow. You are in a generation that right now doesn't really care too much for God. But you can be instrumental in bringing about godly change in this generation. If you stay on the path that God put you on now, your life is going to be amazing and wonderful. That doesn't mean you won't have problems, because everybody does. But you're going to experience the power of God like very few people will. God has called you, and he has shown you now that he is real. What you do with this from today, that's up to you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. God bless you, son. Amen. All right. I'm going to stop for now. And we are going to prepare for ministry. Is anybody blessed?
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand, please. All right, let's just, before everything happens, let's take the offering and get ready for that. Thank you. Okay, young lady, you can't even stand yet. So here's what's going to happen. We'll work around you. Put her down for now. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Thank you.